WA, Perth, where the wizard Willie Pike was at it again, breaking his Australian record. He had to wait a few days. It was a little bit like the nervous 90s, but he got there on Saturday and the wizard joins us. Congratulations, Willie.
Yeah, thanks very much. Good morning.
Well done again. You did have to wait a few days. Was it starting to play on your mind?
It wasn't too bad. I just obviously had a trip planned to one of the country meetings and was supposed to ride a bag, and that didn't happen. So that was a bit annoying more than anything, but I was pretty okay with it all.
Do you like Belmont or Ascot? I mean, you ride them both beautifully. Have you got a preference for Belmont or Ascot, the two big tracks over there?
I think Belmont's our best track, but I sort of feel like because we don't alternate between the two, you're happy to see the other track at the end of each season. So at the end of Ascot, Belmont's my favourite. At the end of Belmont, Ascot's my favourite. So you kind of just get sick of one, and you're happy for a change and happy for a new atmosphere. I don't think I really necessarily have a favourite, but I do think Belmont is our best track, with the just knowing the punishment and the wet days that it cops and how it just keeps on going.
It's nice to hear, Willie, that even Australian world record holding jockeys go to the bush for a swag of wins and don't get what they want. You can still have those days even when you're setting new records.
Well, there's definitely one of those days. There's a big, there's a perfect plan in my head, and then I went there and it just didn't pan out at all, and nearly come back completely red faced without a winner at all. So definitely a reality check, and it just didn't quite pan out that day. So just had to wait a couple more days.
Well, it was fitting that you brought up your 235th winner in the famous Silks of Bob Peters. And I did read a quote afterwards. He was asked about what makes you so good. And he goes, well, he doesn't do any form. what's your relationship like with Bob as well?
I think pretty good. We very much have a working relationship. We haven't really had much to do with each other outside of racing. It's all sort of strictly racing is what holds us together, but in racing it's great. I couldn't say enough nice things about him, and that's not just because I ride all these good horses. I think we've got a very, very good professional working relationship. I've been involved with him for a very long time now, and we sort of know what we all expect from one another and how to go about it. So, and he's really good to me. He never puts pressure on me. He always leaves me alone to do my thing, I suppose.
We'll ask you about the gang of Bob Peters horses that have come over here, but just on what Bob said about you not doing any form, is that right? And B, do you think that that's part of your strength, is that you don't overcomplicate yourself with worrying about your rivals and speed maps and so on? You just ride the race as it unfolds. Does that work for you?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, that's pretty much how I go about it. I will obviously be very reminiscent if I didn't do any, but I browse through it and I'll have a look to who I think's won the beat and where they're going to be, but I don't really get too in-depth with it because it's either I'm no good at it or it doesn't mean a lot, because there's been that many times where I've kept away from an outsider and to be near a shorter price one, and just for the shorter price one to stop and not get me as far as the longer price one that would have got me a much better run. So I just try to go where the flow is in the race, basically. If there's a better run there, well, then I try not to worry about the fact that horse isn't as well fancied as the one on the outside, because I'm getting a better run anyway.
You get to ride them all, and it was great to see you over here in the autumn, Regal Power. Who is the best horse Bob's got at the moment, do you think?
Last time I said it's definitely Regal Power. I can't sort of, he's got the runs on the board, and he's got a railway over here and then the All-Star Mile over there, and probably should add an Australia Cup as well. I'll go with Regal Power. I suppose you got your Windstorms and a few others have gone over with some pretty big wraps. If they can sort of handle the travel, which I don't see why they wouldn't handle travel, but travel and then take the next step as well, then I might be saying something different by the end of spring.
Well, Bob likes to keep you at home to look after his team over there. Are you going to be able to base yourself in Melbourne during the spring carnival and ride those four big guns?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. I'll Yeah, look, obviously with the way the things are over there and things keep flaring up and the rules change every other day, so yeah, that's the plan. But how it's going to happen and what it's going to look like is a bit unsure at this stage. But the plan has always been to try and come over and win one of those big races.
You're an immovable object as far as Perth and possible relocation and coming to the east and so on. Now that you've achieved, you've racked up all the numbers and broken your own record, just say the next 5 years, Pikey, are there any variations to the norm about what your plans might be, or are you just going to keep doing what you're doing?
No, nothing's changed, not one bit. I just keep doing what I'm doing. My life's pretty good, and I don't need to go chasing. I'm happy to come for hit and runs and things like that, but I'm pretty happy with the way things are. I'll be happy if they stay the way they are for the next 5 years.
And ultimately, that stability and consistency over the years, that probably enables you to go and have the success that you do.
Yeah, I guess so. I've got a very sort of good, work-life balance, and people probably look at it and think, oh, he's just staying comfortable and doesn't want to push himself, but I don't think I need to, so, and I'm happy, so that's all that matters to me, I guess.
What's the life balance look like? What do you do for recreation away from race riding?
I do a little bit of everything. I've got a bit of indoor cricket going at the moment. Not that I'm
really
good at it, but no, I try my hand at indoor cricket, and then it varies from there to I've got a farm and I run some cows as well. So I've got a few different things going on.
You'd be the Bill Laurie of indoor cricket, wouldn't you?
I'm the bloke who stands in the corner, hoping the ball doesn't come near him.
Willie, congratulations, mate. Another unbelievable achievement, breaking your own record for the most wins in the season, 235. And, mate, we hope things settle down and we do get to see you here in the Spring Carnival, because you've got a huge following over here, especially when you get everyone out of the last as well. So, a quick bowler, I'm being told. You've got a bit of speed.
Yeah, I'm actually... I think I'm a bit deceptive. I don't think I expect a little midget to walk up and then send down a little firebolt. So, yeah, I think I'll catch him off guard.
Oh, I like that. We might see if we can get a bit of a...
It's a vision here.
Yeah, get Pikey over here. I know you have played in that jockey's charity match once before, so we might get to see if we can see some of that and put it out on the social media. Well done again, Pikey.
Thanks very much, guys.